some exercise music on this fine Wednesday morning coming from the Rocky movie. I don't know if that's exactly where the song came from, but it was featured in the Rocky
it
movie
was.
For sure.
I'm
Survivor.
Not sure if it was made for the movie or not.
I think
it's
the movie
question.
Was made for the song.
I think so.
One or the other.
Yeah.
Little Eye of the Tiger.
Now
I
they're
needed
permanently
that.
Fused.
They are permanently fused. Makes me want to get up and exercise, but I did that once already this morning. I
good for
used,
you.
Thank you. Thank you. I could have used that on the treadmill
yes,
this morning.
Good job.
I'll let the studio clap for me as well.
Thank you.
No,
we didn't work out. We're already tired from
you know,
clapping.
Yeah. The treadmills these days, I mean, they're fancy things. Mm-hmm. The ones I use at the gym have TVs in them. So
yeah, well, they tell you how many calories you're burning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Estimated amount mm-hmm. of calories and how high my heart rate is. And it's got a little touch screen. I plug my headphones in mm-hmm. and I find some TV. There's not a lot of good options. And the touch panel doesn't work very well. So I spent a lot of workout time and energy trying to push that button.
Trying to push the
because
button.
Because I don't want to watch TLC.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in shopping for the best wedding dress at 5 a.m.
That's
just
a good
saying.
Thing.
Well, yeah, anytime, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We're glad you worked out.
Yeah. Feeling it. Could go back to bed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's about 84 degrees outside. I'll give you the preview. Ross Whitley says he's going to be hot.
It's going to be hot today.
Hot.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Cue the Buster Poindexter.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's going to be warm. In fact, he even mentioned earlier this morning, make sure that you are able to get hydrated
mm-hmm.
and get a place to stay nice and cool.
Absolutely. Keep just in stay
mind.
Inside.
Exactly. Keep in mind about the pets. We had kind of a weird week last week, we didn't get a chance to talk about this, or maybe even the week before. There was a dog that was rescued at the Panama City Mall.
Oh, really?
In the back of a car.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, it was in the paper this morning because, well, it's
okay,
you'd have to read it in the News Herald.
I hadn't read it in the News Herald yet.
So a couple from a neighboring state, perhaps mm-hmm. Mississippi,
right.
Were visiting
yeah.
the Panama City Mall, and they had, it looked like some form of a pit bull type uh-huh. dog, and they had it in a kennel that was too small and put it in the trunk of the car
what?
While
in
they
the
were
dry.
Shopping. Yeah, in the trunk while they were shopping. Some
that's
people walking
horrible.
By heard the dog making noises.
Oh, my goodness.
Contacted police. Police came and, you know.
Right.
They busted window out
mm-hmm.
and got the dog out.
Right.
Apparently, the owners, when they did come out, the gentleman.
I hope they were arrested. That's a really bad
well,
case of it.
Well, he smiled. I think that didn't go well. You know, we kind of like, yeah, we did that. And kind of smiled and sort
oh,
of like,
oh, my
you know.
Goodness.
So they did spend some time in a Bay County facility.
That's good, because...
They did. They
I
broke
mean,
a law. I mean...
Absolutely. That is and that is a terrible version of it, too. I mean...
And they took the dog to a vet. The vet, according to the News Herald, the vet
to
said
never
that
lock
the puppy,
trunk.
The dog had a fever.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Well,
so
I'm glad
news.
They got the dog out. And we had the folks from PETA on a couple
exactly.
weeks ago trying to inform people of what you do in that situation, which
mm-hmm.
they did the right thing. If you know it's trapped in there, and you first call law enforcement, you know, and if it seems like there's no one going to come in enough time to save its life, then you do have the option of getting another witness
yep.
and going in yourself.
Go in.
This seemed difficult. It locked in the trunk. That's unthinkable to
yeah.
me.
From what the News Herald said, that I believe they went through the back seat to get to the trunk.
Okay.
And
right.
pulled the back seat down, and
mm-hmm.
The update to the story this morning, Valerie Sale, who's a spokesman for
Bay County, spokesperson,
yes, the
public information
there
officer.
There you go, that's the word I was yeah. looking for. The public information officer said the dog had not yet been claimed. The dog can be given up, and they kind
right.
of waive the charges at that point.
Right.
So there's a lot of things that can happen.
Right.
Well,
that
she
new
said she's
family's going to adopt the dog.
More than likely
yeah.
is what I would say.
Yeah.
According to Valerie, they've had a lot of outpouring of
mm-hmm.
interest
oh, good.
In a little puppy.
Good.
I don't know how little it is. It's a pit bull. I don't know that they're
probably,
ever little.
Yeah, it's probably a little larger.
Yeah.
Some are pretty
of,
little.
About the size of Brandon.
About the size of Brandon.
They're big dogs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, don't leave your pets or your children in your cars.
Do not do that.
It is hot out there, kids. So,
absolutely.
You know, don't do that.
There's another record broken in music news that I'll tell you guys later.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, before you tell us, We'll get a little Huey Lewis in the news. We'll take a quick break, and you can come back and tell us about
All right.
It's The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. We're going back in time. It's The Mix on 90.7 WKGC with Eric Clapton and Change the World. And folks, that's what we're here to do today.
It is.
It's Wednesday. It's hump day.
Yes.
We're going to change the world.
Absolutely.
I don't know how we're going to do it, Pinky, but we're going to do it.
Well, we already informed people about the dogs in hot cars.
That's
reminder
right.
about that.
Yeah.
So we might help save some dogs. And who knows, the folks that rescued the dog out of the Panama City Mall parking lot might have heard our broadcast.
Maybe.
And they knew what to do.
They might have also skipped off back to Mississippi. I don't know. We don't quite reach over there.
No.
Pensacola, by the way, we do.
But you can always listen online, WKGC.org.
That's right. And we talk about the dogs, and you know, I don't know that people take cats out a lot, but don't leave your cat in the car either.
No, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Who brings their cat along, though?
I don't know. I've seen people walk cats with a leash.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand that.
Wait, that's a thing?
I've seen it done before.
Yeah.
I can't say that I've ever done it. My cat would not, she would not do that.
Yeah.
She was yelling at me before I left the house this morning. I have no idea why. Usually she only yells when she wants food.
Mm-hmm.
She had food. I don't know what she was talking about.
Yeah, cats are, they are like that.
So my daughter does a lot of looking online for cat videos and things because she's obsessed with cats.
Uh-huh.
There is a guy, and I think he has a TV show too, but he's on YouTube.
Yeah.
And he claims that you can speak to cats.
Really?
Yes.
Come on.
No, and he demonstrates. And this is a guy with a lot of piercings and tattoos, like the most unlikely cat guy.
He's the cat whisperer.
He is the cat whisperer.
Now, and do you meow? Is there a meow language?
There's a little bit of that, but mostly it's like you know, how body language and things that you do, like how you close your eyes like a cat does, like
mm-hmm.
when they're just ignoring you, that means...
What does that mean?
I love you, I think.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
I thought it was, I'm sleepy.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Weird
it's
things
I love
like
you.
That.
Oh,
yeah.
That's nice.
Well, that's what this guy says.
Okay, gotta remember.
But honestly, there's not a translation book for cats, so...
Mm-hmm.
How's anybody really
How
know?
Does he really know?
I don't know.
I mean, I know that they've done studies with dogs and wolves where body language is a thing, but I don't know if they've done that with cats.
Yeah, and apes will do sign language.
Yes, so will students. I'm not comparing them necessarily, but yes.
So it's possible.
I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Anything is possible.
Let's interview a cat one day.
Good luck.
And see if we can get any response.
Good luck.
From the nonverbal cueing on the radio. See how that goes over.
Mine has some anxiety issues.
Aww.
Oh, she's fearful of everything.
That's too bad.
Yeah, well, it's a little funny, but it's also too bad. But she's literally just scared of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look at her funny and she jumps.
Aww.
Yeah. I don't know why.
So maybe somebody was not as nice
we
to her
We've had
her
since
past.
She was a kitty cat.
Oh.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
But she thinks she's a dog. She lays when we walk outside, mm-hmm. go out on the porch or something, she lays by the door. And if she hears you talking, she'll put her paws up on the window.
Okay.
So that she can look out and see you, and she meows.
Sort of like a guard cat.
Sort of like that, but I really wouldn't trust her if an intruder came in, you know. I don't think she's going to go
after. She's not going to attack.
No, she's going to run.
Okay. What's the cat's name?
Her name is Lucy Waffles.
But tell me your children
that
named
was,
the cats.
Yes, yes.
That wasn't something you and Mrs. Kirkman came up
no,
with.
No, but for short, her name is Lulu.
Okay. That's a little more normal. do you remember yesterday we had a record in music news? Drake
yes,
hit the all-time high for digital downloads internationally. It was like a billion downloads.
Something like that.
Well, his latest album, Scorpion, has landed him another record. He has added 5 more hits to the top 10.
Wow.
Which makes 7. Which means he's got 7 singles in the Billboard top 10.
That's good stuff. People don't do that much anymore.
No. It was in 1964. He is breaking the Beatles record.
Oh.
Yes, they had 5 hits in the top 10. And now Drake has 7. The Beatles still hold the record for locking up all 5 top spots. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5
right.
in order. And that was all off the Please Please Me album. I mean, that whole album was hits.
Yeah.
So imagine how popular Drake's Scorpion is, that he's got 7 singles in the top 10.
I haven't heard it.
I mean,
I haven't heard it either.
So it can't be that good if I haven't heard it. No, I'm just kidding. Because yeah, I'm the know-all, right?
Maybe we have one of the Beatles songs that's getting their record knocked out. We can play it one more time
for them.
Like Can't Buy Me Love or Please Please Me. I want to hold your hand.
Are you getting snacks?
It's not lunchtime yet, Brandon.
Water.
Goodness.
Get out of your lunch bag.
He's getting snacks. You didn't bring enough for the rest of the class. You don't need them.
Well, anyway, congratulations to Drake. Check out his new album, Scorpion, and also remember the Beatles as they have their record taken from them.
Never forget the Beatles.
In addition, in music headlines, a couple of notes. The Rolling Stones have expanded their deal with Universal Music Group, so there's probably going to be some re-releases or maybe new material from the Stones there. They just never stop.
They're never going to retire, man.
Are they robots?
What is retirement to them?
Petrified.
Petrified. And Keisha Cole is apologizing for a fake pregnancy rumor. I don't know if you heard about this, but the pop star, a day after announcing she was expecting a child, now apologizes. And it took me a while to wrap my head around this whole story, but bottom line, here's what I'm getting at. Apparently people had been slamming her online, you know, saying she looked pregnant or she looked kind of chubby, and then
that's terrible.
She kind of just sort of snidely went around along with the rumors and implied she was pregnant in, you know, she had this skin tight cat suit thing on. And so bottom line, it's just a little jelly roll, and stop body shaming stars or other people online. Okay,
that's right.
Stop body shaming people. It's
yes.
not nice.
No, it's not.
That's
nice
how
at all.
That whole thing started.
You called it a
and
jelly
now
roll.
She feels bad, and everyone else does too. So don't do that.
Don't do that. That's like
body shaming is wrong.
Yes, it is.
You know,
it's wrong.
And for that, anybody that does, they get the buzzer.
They get the buzzer. That's music news for today.
Excellent. We've got a weather forecast from News 13's Ross Whitley coming your way in just a moment, plus some music from The Knack right here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. It's The Knack on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. We were just talking about that group, The Knack. I don't think they did
One
anything.
One Hit Wonder.
Mm-hmm. Great song, though.
Yes.
And I think it helped out Weird Al Yankovic. That was early in his career.
Do we have some Weird Al?
I don't think we do. We used to. I know we had one that he did about Star Wars, and that might still be in there someplace.
Yeah, what was the Madonna one he did? Like,
I don't remember.
Like a sturgeon?
Like a surgeon. Yes, like a surgeon.
Sturgeon would have worked, too.
I was thinking that his hit, My Bologna, which was the parody of My Sharona, was the first hit. But it wasn't.
For Al. What was his first hit?
I just saw it. Where did it go? It was
Weird Al Yankovic
the song
is such
Ricky.
A normal guy,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, yes.
I've seen interviews with him. He's just a normal guy. He's got a normal house, and yeah,
and plays accordion.
Kids and plays accordion.
Do you remember the movie he did?
No.
UHF.
Oh yeah.
Wait.
It's like a cult classic. It's great.
And what was his first hit?
It's called Ricky.
Ricky.
And I don't know if that was off of the... What's that a parody of? I don't know. I couldn't find that. But it might have been maybe off of the
Mickey?
Song Mickey. I'm not sure.
Oh,
maybe, yeah.
He might have had
no
a cheerleading
idea.
Video.
It's hard to say.
I could see that. Yeah.
It's definitely hard to say.
Yeah. You know we have food on campus again?
Did you hear that? Did you get that email this morning? Yes.
We're kind of in transition in food service providers, and I was excited to see that email, so I investigated that story a little bit. As of tomorrow, there's a deli station. We'll have sandwiches to order. After a few months here with no food, whenever classes ended, seems like forever to me because I like lunch. It's one of my favorite meals.
Mine too.
But anyway, full cafeteria service will begin with Welcome Back Week.
Which is sooner than later, by the way.
It is getting close.
About a month away.
Yep. And for now, the deli station hours are 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. They haven't made the formal announcement of the new food service provider, technically. But that is forthcoming.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just curious if we don't have a menu yet. And I was a little shocked and disappointed to hear that as they are making this deal, I don't know if I should say this, but I'm going to do it anyway, that nobody has actually tasted the food.
Oh, I think that's secondary, right? I'm sure it'll be fine.
Nobody has tasted the food.
See, and that's a job that I think I would have relished. I would have been really good at
going around to these
different places, these different food service providers, and tasted their wares.
Wouldn't
I think I would have been really good at that.
The way you would go and say, you know, let's see who has the best food.
And that's why I am where I'm at. I think of things like that, but apparently that's...
Does
the leadership
nobody
skill
in administration tasted the food?
I don't know. Maybe they have.
No, I've
maybe
asked.
You've
they
asked?
Said no.
Well, maybe they keep
said
it.
No.
Maybe,
no. I've got it in writing. No
maybe
one tasted
saying,
the food.
You know, hey, we're not going to tell anybody. We're just going to tell them we didn't, but we really did. Can make it a surprise. I have no idea.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to this new menu, and I am looking forward to tasting it, even though it'll be, you know, it'll be too late by that time. But
it'll be yummy, though, I'm sure.
The picture
looked good.
It did.
Yeah, I nearly printed it out and ate it. It's 20 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. Let's get this vinyl play underway. This was going back to May of 1976. And I'll be honest, I've had this album for a long time, but it's not off of this album. This is a greatest hits album, and I didn't even know this guy had an album other than his greatest hits. It's the only one I've ever seen. Mm. It's iconic. It's Blue. It's the Steve Miller Band.
All right.
Greatest hits. I've never seen anywhere another album besides
Steve
this
Miller's
one.
Greatest hits.
Have you ever seen one besides this one?
He's got plenty of other albums.
I know, but this is the only one I've ever seen. Any record store, CD store I've ever been to, I only see that one.
It's all over the place.
Yeah. It's a good album, though. This is our vinyl play of the day. It goes back to, like I said, 1976. Great song is called Fly Like an Eagle. This is The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. And it does. Time keeps on slipping into the future.
Sure does. It's almost time for fall classes.
That's right. You fly like an eagle, and you start here and soar and go anywhere.
That's right. Listen to those segues. One of our 150 program options.
Woohoo! Visit our website, gulfcoast.edu.
Or come to Super Saturday on August 4th.
That's coming up soon.
That is. The registration fee is waived that day, and all the folks from all the departments will be here to help you.
Excellent.
So you can get some assistance, take a tour, talk to folks.
Find out more.
Mm-hmm.
Visit the website, gulfcoast.edu.
Absolutely.
Let's hit some music from the Scorpions, Rocky Like a Hurricane. This is The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station. Wings and Live and Let Die.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. It's
very dramatic.
8 minutes in front of 10 o'clock, and we've got two more hours of The Mix coming.
Excellent. Who's hosting for the rest of The Mix? Is it producer Brandon?
It is.
Oh, great.
Nice.
Because he's filling in for producer Caleb, who's out of town.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Good for him. Little summer vacation.
That's right.
Okay.
Or he just disappeared. I have no idea.
Maybe a staycation. Maybe he's listening right now. He's critiquing everything we're doing.
It's 9:52. He's probably asleep. No matter where he is, he's probably asleep.
It's too early.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we are heading towards the weekend. Any major plans? Big plans?
I got to fill some boxes for some stuff.
Are you moving? He's getting kicked out.
Really?
No, I'm
not exactly, but there is a move that's starting to get things done and everything finalized by Monday.
Moving's terrible.
Yeah,
I mean, there's really no way to make it. It's just really terrible.
Yeah. I think maybe I'll do some home improvements and some cleaning. Nothing exciting.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll take the dogs to Home Depot or Lowe's. Because they're allowed.
They're allowed in there?
Yeah, dogs are allowed there, and so it's fun for them to shop. I put them in the cart, and then we shop for supplies.
Do you take them to, like, PetSmart or Pet Supermarket, too?
I also take them to Pet Supermarket, and I think one of the dogs may get a new collar this weekend.
Ooh,
nice.
Something a little snazzier, maybe with some jewels or...
You bling it out.
Yeah.
Hey, that works.
Maybe leather.
Oh, well, how about that?
We'll see.
Nothing that exciting for us. I don't think. I could be wrong, but
maybe a restful weekend. There are lots of things going on around town because it's summer.
That's right.
And there's an open air concert like practically everywhere some night of the week. Thursday nights it's Aaron Bessant Park.
Right.
And then on Sundays you've got Carol on Beach.
Once a month at least, there's one at Sweet Bay.
You've got Sweet Bay, and the next one is going to be on the 21st with the Panama City Pops. We just got a press release about that.
And David Ott is coming in next week, and I won't be here.
You won't be here on the date to talk to Conductor Ott?
I know. I was sad about that. I tried to get the date changed, but that was the only day he could make it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to bone up for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So today... yesterday, technically, kind of broke joined in the record books for hurricane seasons.
It did?
What's that?
Why?
Hurricane Chris became the second hurricane in July.
Is that
There's
not
never
normal?
Been two. Yeah, this is
it's,
early in the season.
It's
it is.
Not, no, it's happened before, but it's not normal. Typically, it's a rare occurrence where you when you have more than one hurricane in July.
So two have already been technically hurricanes, and one was just a tropical storm.
Well, one was a hurricane that devolved into just remnants, which was which was Beryl, and then Chris now is out in the Atlantic and moving.
Chris
is just going to the Atlantic. It's not going to hit anything in the U.S., I don't think.
That's good.
They're getting a little rain in North Carolina because of it on the edges, or not even?
It's not too far off to shore. It's way too far off.
Good.
Good.
Well, good. Okay.
Happy
but
about that.
But that is interesting that we've got two already, and it's so early in the season. So.
Well, we'll keep you up to date, as always. And, of course, we've got another look at your weather forecast coming from News 13's Ross Whitley. That's coming up in
Very
about
good.
30 minutes. We're going to round out this hour of music, going back to the 80s again with some Madonna. This is Lucky Star right here on 90.7 WKGC.